Good morning. 7:55 a.m. on Thursday, May the 27th, 2021. Yeah, 7:55. I'm trying to go earlier. I had to suppress my 8 o'clock alarm. I just remembered it a second ago. Otherwise, it's going to go off. It would have gone off in 5 minutes. That would have been aggravating. So it's 56 degrees. It's quite lovely. The sun is hot. The sun is, it's sort of by definition. Walking in the shade is quite cool. Walking in the sun is not quite so cool. Big surprise, eh? Big surprise. What to talk about today? I don't know. Coming up on the last day of the month, I still haven't done the editing on that book yet. Damn it. I'm not at the end of this Semester in Space book either. I'm close. Another half million words. I don't think it's going to go quite that long. Jesus. It's really quite a lovely day out. Sun's clear sky, sun's out. Birds chirp. This little crab apple tree seems to have blossomed and gone by. There were more irises blooming this morning. I should have taken a picture. Yesterday's picture was kind of washed out because the sun was behind the clouds. It was pretty overcast. This morning I was early enough that the iris garden itself was in shade from the big tree across the street from it. But they were beautiful. They were gorgeous. I have to buy a new phone. I got a notification from AT&T. They're doing away with their 3G network. And since this phone runs on their 3G network, I have to buy a new phone. I have until February. Allegedly, they'll give me a good deal, but there's good deals and there's good deals. I'm due. I really should have done it before this, but if I get $100 off the next phone, that would be good. My eye doctor. Dr. Terry? I guess his name. That was him driving by. He's got a... he's tooling along in a... I don't know, that could be like a 60-something Corvette. with the top down, big grin. I don't blame him, I probably have the same grin. Maybe it's the late 50s. I don't know. I'm terrible with years on cars. I don't. It's one of the older ones that has the little scoops out on the side. Makes it look fast. Ah. So the story is coming to a close. There's a discussion going on about it in the Facebook group, the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper Facebook group, and. Yeah, I think it's going to be three books. There are three unique sections in this long-ass file. And it would make sense to break them into their unique section. Each of them has its own little arc. Each of them has its own characteristic. And I can't publish the problem. One of the big problems is I can't publish this book the way it is. I can't publish it. It's too long. People are going to want the paperbacks, and I can't put this file into a paperback without making the font size too small to read. And it's just no. It's not going to happen. So, I think I mentioned it before. So, somebody asked me about it in a comment, the podcast. The process is going to be finish this file, come to an end point, and then export it into probably Scrivener. Maybe I just export it into LibreOffice and put it in a word processor and start going through it from the top and split it up to read through it and find where I think the breaks are. And once I've done that, then I could go back and say, okay, this first section, it's kind of sparse for what I want it to be, so I can put a little meat on the bones. A comment I made on the Facebook group was it's a really long outline because there's a lot of stuff going on, but I at least in my head, I'm not convinced it's on the page, so I need to go back and put the stuff on the page that's really just in my head, and I don't think it's on the page. and I'll publish them as they roll out. Oh, they're still out there. I don't know where they are, but they're still out there. That chirp was a prairie dog. The plantings here have been... Oh, there's one right there. Hello. The plantings have... I don't remember where all the little prairie dog holes were, but some of these plantings look like they were put right in the prairie dog hole. Once they get established in a territory, they're difficult to get out. Coming up on it. Get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Lots of little birds chirping. I don't know if you can hear the birds chirping, but... Lots of little birds. Oh, cool, 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 cool air. Gonna have to start walking without the sweatshirt, I guess. Gonna miss the pockets. Lots of sparrows. I can hear a robin off in the distance. Morning. What am I reading? I'm reading... Oh. I jumped right into the next book in the Calf Breeding series. I finished the last one sometime yesterday. I've had some very relaxing afternoons with stepping away from the computer, shutting down the dinosaur game, going to the living room, sitting down, reading, having a little quiet time. That's been quite enjoyable. It's been quite rejuvenating, invigorating in a way. So I'm anxious to get back to the story today. It left off at a point where it's like, okay, yeah, I'm writing, yeah, okay, yeah. Go. And then it's, I've got my 2,000 words. I've come to the end of one of the tasks, and it's like, oh, okay. We'll put it down now. It took a lot of the day yesterday. I was very distracted in the morning. It's going to be, I got another distraction today. I've got to go to the grocery store. Shoot. I forgot about that. I can't go till 10 because even though the pharmacy opens at 9, the first hour is COVID vaccines, so. So I've got about an hour and a half before it makes sense for me to go, or an hour before it makes sense for me to go to the grocery store. That should only give me 1,000 words. That'll be good. That'd be real good. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, Calf Breen, magical midlife or mystical midlife, I can't remember. The meeting. It's an interesting book. She made a plot decision that I would not have made. There's a lot of... there are two or three different points of view. Every once in a while you drop into a chapter or a section and it's from somebody else's point of view. And it's very well done. The actual transitions are very well done. This is one where... I don't think I would have done it. This one particular section. I don't think I would have done it because it kind of... There's something happens later in the book after this. There's something happens that should have had more of an emotional punch, but it didn't, because the punch got stolen by that earlier scene. I don't know how I'd have done it. I don't know. It's an interesting decision, and I need to keep going to see if it actually bears out. I think Hitchcock, I think, has a saying about screenwriting, is it? You get suspense if two people are sitting at a table and there's a ticking bomb underneath it. And the audience knows about the bomb, but neither of the people do. And he says that's suspense. And it's like, yeah, okay, I see that. Apparently there's a corollary to that, and the bomb never goes off. Which is an interesting take, but okay. It kind of runs counter to Chekhov's gun. Or in my case, Chekhov's armory. So let's see what else. I don't know, I'm plowing. I got the bone in my teeth here. I'm just... Just hiking, trying to get back so I can get to that book again, which is really good. After dragging my ass. Wine. Almost back. So yeah, there's a discussion about the file in the Facebook group, and Jamie asked, "Is it confirmed?" No. Nothing's confirmed. I just suspect. How's it? There it is. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.